Sagegrass are facing population declines across the West, and the goal of the core area strategy is to stop those declines before the bird ends up on the endangered species list. That would be a huge obstacle to development in Wyoming. But there's concern that the plan is undermined by the new deal with Chesapeake Oil in the Douglas core area. Leaving the September meeting where the deal was announced, Eric Mulvart with the group Wild Earth Guardians didn't mince words.
The message that's being sent by this backroom deal that's being done in the Douglas core area to allow Chesapeake to drill even after the limits have been exceeded points to the idea that these core area protections may be simply a matter of window dressing.
The deal was negotiated between the governor's office and Chesapeake. It splits the core area into three sections with varying levels of protection. The idea is to keep Chesapeake out of areas with good sagebrush habitat while allowing development in already disturbed areas. Mulvart takes issue with that approach, but says even more concerning is the secretive nature of the deal. He says it raises questions about whether similar exceptions are being granted elsewhere in the state under the radar.
Is this a more widespread problem? We just don't know.
Bob Budd was one of two state representatives involved in the negotiations. He says there's no attempt to conceal what's happening, but that the negotiations had to be private.
You have to look at these things in the real world. You've got proprietary information. You've got negotiations between multiple landowners, multiple companies. To take that to a public meeting with 24 people on the team and 100 people in attendance would be grossly in error.
But even though there was no opportunity for input while the deal was being hammered out, Bud says they've been gathering feedback from concerned parties since the plan was presented. There's no official comment period, though, or even a public notice. But the federal agency that's responsible for deciding whether to add sage grouse to the endangered species list has been notified. Bud says the state has asked the Fish and Wildlife Service to review the plan. That agency couldn't be reached to comment because of the government shutdown, and it hasn't formally responded to the state yet. But Bud says when it does, that feedback will be incorporated.
It is an iterative process, and you take one step and you look at that, and then you move to the next step.
Whether the final plan will incorporate feedback from groups other than the Fish and Wildlife Service remains to be seen. At least one local landowner says she's been shut out of the process. But Brian Rutledge has met with both Bud and the governor to discuss the deal and says he was pleased with the conversations. Rutledge is a member of the Citizens Advisory Group on Sage Grouse and the executive director of Audubon Rockies. He says the ultimate test of the strategy will be whether populations recover, and that requires strengthening data reporting requirements.
So that we're able to see the impacts we're having and better able to judge the impacts we're having.
All the same, Rutledge isn't satisfied with many details of the plan and would like to see some changes now rather than later. But unlike Eric Mulvar, who we heard at the top, he's convinced that the exception is a one-time thing.
As far as this discounting the entire core area process, I think that that's sort of doomsday talk.
Rutledge says it was clear from the beginning that the Douglas core area would be a challenge. The land is mostly private, as are the underlying mineral rights, and sagegrouse populations were already low. But he thinks the overall sagegrouse conservation strategy remains promising. Rutledge points out that industry objected to the deal with Chesapeake and says that's an example of the strategy working.
It's a lot better when they control themselves. I mean, then this is exactly what industry has been touting, is the fact that they understand what the rules are now.
Others aren't as optimistic. Mulvar with Wild Earth Guardians says the deal with Chesapeake sends a clear signal that those rules can be bent.
You know, if you're going to allow one industry to violate the core area protections and drive those sage grouse populations down in that area that's supposed to be protected, then why should somebody else be restricted?
Exactly how the deal will actually impact industry expectations remains to be seen. But Rutledge says at least now it can be debated in public.
Radio silence isn't going to maintain itself now, so we'll all be working together to see if we get this right.
Radio silence has been broken in this case, but the state has given no assurances that when similar situations come up in the future, they'll be handled more transparently. And with more than 15 million acres of land inside the core areas, it's all but guaranteed that it will come up again. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Joyce.